Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 3rd of February, baptized into the Father, Son and Holy Spirit. A Son of God is baptized into the name of the Father by Christ. Immersion in the Father is our first connection to the circumcision of Christ. Circumcision is the process of our deliverance from the flesh. In contrast to circumcision, the discipline or chastening of the Lord is of the new man. It is for the purpose of training and bringing a son of God to fruitful maturity. Chastening is accompanied by sound doctrine, which is the sincere milk of the word, defining the culture of the Father's house. The evidence of receiving seven spirits from the Father by the Holy Spirit is the capacity to glorify the Father through the obedience of sonship. It is the capacity to be one spirit in a marriage, which is the Father's holy institution. It is also the capacity to raise children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. The Father baptizes a Son of God into the person of the Son. The first implication of immersion into the Son is that the Father makes a Son of God a particular member of Christ's body. This is the context of our participation in the agape meal. We eat Christ's flesh by coming to be built together on Him. We drink His blood by believing and obeying His word. The implication of partaking of this meal is our participation in Christ's travail, through which we are being made worthy of the kingdom and established as part of the bride of Christ. We are baptized in the Holy Spirit by the Son. This immersion is indicated by the capacity to speak in tongues. A believer who is immersed in the Holy Spirit receives from Him the power of seven spirits. They are enabled by seven spirits to participate in the intercession and travail of Yahweh's prayer fellowship and to be a witness of Christ to the world as they journey with Him in the fellowship of His offering and sufferings. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 14 verse 6, 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 1 to 3, Malachi chapter 2 verse 11, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4, John chapter 6 verses 44 and 45, John chapter 6 verse 35, Matthew chapter 3 verse 11, and Acts chapter 2 verse 4. For further study, Hebrews chapter 12.